Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I guess we had a reprieve for as long as we can. I bid you all good day and the unwanted welcome, except for ski areas, for winter weather. Not too bad. So hopefully we don't have a repeat of last year. And I welcome all of you. As we have a slow week in politics, it's juiced up by Donald Trump, who's the master PR guy, there's no doubt about it. And he appeared last night in New Hampshire. Donald was Donald. Discarding the leader, the newspaper for many years, being the headliner in New Hampshire because of extremely critical comments by the editor and the publisher, and Trump explaining how many favors he did for him. And, you know, this is what it's been. And Trump hasn't been shy about talking about, you know, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. He's taken the opposite course for the presidential campaign wisely by saying it's not going to work that way in terms of being the president of the United States, and it shouldn't work that way for politics, but it really does. Trump is carefully calculating his strategy, although it really sounds like when you listen to him that everything is spontaneous, not thought out. I just think he's an extemporaneous person, but I think the general flow of where he wants to go is thought out. Can't compare myself to Donald Trump, which is why I hesitated here to say I understand that form of thinking, because I'm not a guy who almost never work from prepared notes, things to say, speeches. This is by no means to be misinterpreted with bragging. It's just the nature of who I am, that a certain amount of structure I reject. And I'm amazed that I've conformed to the structure of doing talk radio that well. When I say that well, I know I think I perform with dignity. I try to handle the breaks, the technical things. But it's a personality issue. And when I say things are carefully calculated, Trump has now come out and said that he's planning to spend $2 million a week on advertising. And he's not going to win Iowa. Cruz has a 10-point lead, but he's in great shape after that. And some of the Republican establishment is now coming along with their conciliatory statements on some of the, quote, outrageous things he says. John Kasich, Jeb Bush may be agreeing on principle with certain things, but they had better. Because if the Republican Party self-destructs, it'll self-destruct because they don't. For some people, two reasons. For others, one. It's because they don't support the candidate they pledged to support. And in this, at this moment, it's Donald Trump. And number two, they, in defiance of what they should do, they go out on an attack mode and end up providing the same benefits to, I assume, Hillary Clinton. I'm always assuming it, although I will address that here in a moment, with actually anger and disgust. And the issue with Hillary right now, here's the news story. This is what I'm talking about with disgust. Hillary, and then I'll get back to Trump, but I've got to jump over here. Back and forth between Bill, Hillary, and Donald Trump. In case you don't know it out there, and how things usually work is that things are timed. You know, the banks work on using your interest over the weekends with some of the, quote, legal things they do to accrue an extra couple of days' interest. Other things politically happen before a weekend starts. Do you know, I'm going to repeat this, that on New Year's Eve, the State Department, there's your answer right there. State Department is releasing 55,000 Hillary emails. In case you didn't think you heard me right, on New Year's Eve, when everybody is partying and having a good time and nobody's thinking of business, I can assure you I'm not thinking of it, the release of 55,000 emails, which means that would be what's Thursday night. That takes us into Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days. I can only tell you, if we're a Republican, those emails would be released at, I don't know what the peak time is. You know, there are peak times for traffic, best times to fly, best times to go to movies. I confess I don't know the best time to release emails. But this is the sordid way that government works. And I think it's part of this relationship of necessity between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. See, my belief is, and this will be hard to discount, is that Hillary has a lot on Barack Obama, and Barack Obama has a lot on Hillary. So there's no love lost between the two. They're forced into an alliance. I mean, I really believe in it. It goes beyond Ed Klein's books. But I really, really believe that there's tremendous hatred between them. And can you think of more despicable people than Bill and Hillary and Barack and Michelle? I mean, that's a personal opinion. And then this poll comes out. It's the most respected people in for 2015. Hillary's number one. I think Trump is number two or three. And I in many ways, I support Trump. When you talk about respect, who else is in there? Barack Obama is number two, and Michelle Obama, I think, is number four. Is this country going mad? Oh, is there a misprint? And it should have said least respected people. That statistic, if it's accurate, scares me. It scares me because people are still continue to be hoodwinked. They have their blinders on. They listen to idiots like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others. And they just, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and they just won't accept reality. I'm a compassionate person, but my patience and my tolerance for these people is now at zero. And rather than have confrontations with them, I won't even acknowledge the comment. And they'll say, well, gee, don't you have anything to say? And I'll say, I have a lot to say. But why should I get aggravated talking with someone who will not accept or acknowledge the facts? That's been my new approach, as opposed to being combative for years. But being combative today and a years past are two different stories, because you could actually have a dialogue and an exchange of ideas and a rationale for both sides. There is virtually no rationale whatsoever for the way things are. I commend Donald Trump for being the only one, and I've said this several times, I'll say it again, I will forever have a disparaging view of Bob Dole and then especially John McCain and Mitt Romney for not standing up for the good of the country, not for their own image, but for the good of the country. Aren't they servants? And if it's for your own image, then you're selling out the country. And by that, I mean, why not go after Barack Obama for what he is, for the people he's associated with, for the ideologies that he's espoused to? No, they wouldn't do that. None of them would do it. And I will say this is a difference maker. And I will also add that the potential cost, and here's where I have adulation for Donald Trump, of putting his life in danger. I mean, with extremes from the left, extremes from the right. He has a passionate following, but for those who hate them, may have redefined the definition of fate. And I am actually concerned about his health and his protection. And I'm kind of going on the fact that if they're protecting Barack Obama the way they are, and I understand he has the most massive protection of any president in history, and I can understand that. Are they affording Donald Trump the same? Because he really needs it. All right, more when we come back in terms of what's going on. And this is Stu Taylor.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
All right, politics, politics, as Charles Krauthammer says so eloquently in his most recent book, and I've had him on. You can access that by going to my webpage. That is, you can access the interview by going to StuTaylor.com. It's right on the homepage. Everything is about politics. Everything. And what's fair and what isn't fair in politics? Judgmental, subjective. We talked about the Cruise cartoons, Charlie Hebdo. What's fair and what isn't? I think certainly what isn't is, quote, factual information that's provided without documentation. I think it's not fair to expose young kids to negative criticism, and that pertains not only to Ted Cruz's kids, who was so disgustingly portrayed in cartoon by a Pulitzer Prize winning Washington Post editor. She's disgraceful. I commend the Washington Post for pulling that. And it wasn't, or you know what I was about to say isn't, but Barack Obama's two lovely daughters are approaching adulthood. It's not fair to go after them, but I don't have any objection to parents using their kids, and there have been in past years those kinds of attacks on Barack Obama's daughters, and I find that despicable as well. But there are things that are acceptable. And there's a case being made that Bill Clinton, who still has a higher popularity rating than anyone, and if he ran for another term, he'd win. Does that tell you about the lack of morality? I think he was a decent president, policy-wise, triangulation. He knew how to work both sides. I commend him for that. Barack Obama is diametrically opposed to doing that. He conducts his presidency with aristocracy, an attitude of an emperor or a king, disdain for everyone, and petulance. And I don't think there's any... There shouldn't be any real debate about that as well. But when you analyze it as whether the wives are, in this particular case, the husband should be brought into a discussion or a criticism, then we're dealing with a whole new attitude. We're dealing with a horse of a different color. I'd say in most cases, no. I wouldn't want any personal attacks on Michelle Obama, although I have very little respect for her and what she's done and how she's manipulated and played the system and ripped off taxpayers. Oh, I guess I'm doing it, aren't I? But I'm not running for office. It wasn't acceptable for George W. Bush's wife, or whom I thought was lovely, or Ronald Reagan's wife. So now we come to the husband-wife team, kind of like the Bonnie and Clyde of politics, the Clintons, and the big debate going on as to whether it's justifiable to go after Bill Clinton and his sexual exploits. I might say maybe, except for the fact there's overwhelming documentation and proof that Hillary, as Bill Clinton continued his predatorial ways, and he may be doing it today. I understand he has a penthouse in Washington. I don't care what he's doing anymore. When you got a great personality, you can certainly get around it, and the guy's got a great personality. I haven't met him. I've seen him in person 3 times. He radiates charm, there's no doubt about it. But Bill Clinton, and with documentation, settlements in court, and, I mean, that's a fact, and I know you don't always settle whether you're guilty or innocent. You generally settle when you're guilty, but I'm not going to fall into the trap of saying that a settlement in the particular case of Paula Jones was done before because he was guilty. Sometimes you just, you know, you end up in a legal case and the attention is so great and it's going to drag on. So you come up with a settlement number. I mean, that's how the judicial system works. I don't know how many women, Roger Stone wrote the book on Clinton's women recently. I think it was 27. If I'm off, I may be off. But, you know, I don't think it's Wilt Chamberlain like 20,000. And by the way, that wasn't an accusation of rape against Wilt Chamberlain. I'm sure they were pretty much all voluntary. But Bill Clinton, by almost every account and corroboration, almost honest to goodness, it's almost like Bill Cosby. How can you come to any other conclusion about Bill Cosby than the conclusion that's been brought forth? All of these women have concocted stories that pretty much parallel one another. I doubt it. They're not actors or they're not actresses. And I think the proof from Catherine, Willie, and Paula Jones, and all of these, Jennifer Flowers, is very, very supportive of the fact that Bill Clinton was a brute, a predator, should be behind bars for his action. And you know who was complicit in helping him and burying this? It was Hillary. So Hillary was attached to all of this, which means the war on women is a joke. The war on women accused, that is, in terms of what the Republicans do. I mean, what a joke. There is a war on women. The war on women and the threats and the hushing up of potential victims and the threats by Bill and Hillary. They're joined at the hip. It is fair game. It's fair game. And who comes out to say that it really isn't? I think one of the most reprehensible, disgusting, appalling creatures, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Do you believe it? The Democratic National Committee chief. I mean, it's so hard to believe. And how I think, you know, all of my listeners have seen her. She has got to be one of the most offensive persons in politics. And I think it's maybe a fight to the death between her and Harry Reid. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi, I find a little less offensive than both of them. If you want to think back a couple of years ago, and I'll get into this more after the break. And it was just a couple of years, 2013, I believe, that the resignation of Democratic San Diego Mayor Bob Filner. Remember that guy, that sleazeball? No doubt. I mean, beyond a doubt, guilty. Previously a U.S. representative. And the accusations of sexual harassment. Let me tell you about that, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Bill Clinton. We'll be back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
On. All right, we're back, and I wanted to resume the what I consider to be a justifiable indictment of both Clintons. You know, with Hillary and Bill, I mean, you could go on and on and on and on. And you see the Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post, Jonathan Caper, Howard Dean, former governor from Vermont. I mean, hell could take over here, and they wouldn't stop their support. I'm not even going to include Hillary's lawyers. And defying all facts, all common sense. But when it was somebody of who could be set as an example of the epitome of rectitude being restored, the former Democratic San Diego mayor, Bob Filner, was forced to resign. And
was it justifiable? Absolutely. And these accusations of sexual harassment were verified. And then you had the huge hypocrite Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And I shouldn't attack her personal looks, but I could throw up when I look at her. I'm not running for office, so you can't accuse me of being sexist. I could say that about a lot of men on the air. I can't help it when I see Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Bob Filner, what he was accused of was, according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, reprehensible and indefensible. And her quote was, "I am personally offended by his actions, and I firmly believe no employee should face a hostile environment or harassment in their place of employment. There is no place for this type of conduct in the workplace, and certainly not in our city halls and public offices. For the good of the city of San Diego, I call on Mayor Filner to resign." He did. Playing the odds, Mayor Filner, a name unrecognizable to most people, an insignificant pawn in the Democrat Party, and someone who could be used as a sacrificial lamb with justification by the, I think, anti-woman Democrat Party, was thrown overboard to create an impression that when something like this happens in the ranks of our party, we will act. And it would have been fine if there's any consistency, because Filner was, I mean, I can't, the best word I can come up with is disgusting. And then let's go to Meet the Press this past Sunday, where the radical Andrea Mitchell, who's been on this show, asked Debbie Wasserman Schultz But if he, Donald Trump, is going to raise this issue as he is warning of Bill Clinton's past and sexism, does that give you any pause as Democratic chair? Response, predictable. Oh, that's different, with emphasis. And I'm quoting Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I think that Donald Trump or any candidate on the other side of the aisle would raise Bill Clinton as somehow a negative to their peril. I think every poll I've ever seen shows that if President Clinton were a candidate tomorrow, he'd be reelected. He presided at that time over the longest period of prosperity, sustained up to that point, finished his term very popular, and continues to be one of those the most admired elected officials and former elected officials and men in the world. These are known as half-truths and partial truths. I don't put Bill Clinton up at the top as one of our great presidents, but I don't put him at the bottom, and I you can't even begin to compare him with the likes of Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama. And Barack Obama's really got his own category because he makes Jimmy Carter look like Mother Teresa. So the term that Andrea Mitchell used, past and sexism. You see, there's a message here. It's in the past, and the sexual exploitations of Bill Clinton shouldn't be discussed. What difference does it matter, the old Hillary Clinton story? It was chosen so as not to disturb or agitate our conditioned memories or hers. And now there's Debbie Wasserman's crocodile tears about Donald Trump. She says that Bill Clinton was raised as a negative because he's so popular. So we're supposed to believe that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is trying to protect the Trump campaign from harm? Oh, yeah, right. Think again. I think the real reason is that she is petrified that Trump will do to the Clintons what he does to everything else, tear down, you know, that all that political correctness. And who else has done it on the Republican side? I mean, there are people who have come close, like Ted Cruz, but always with a certain amount of being restrained. Make the comparisons with Filner and Bill Clinton. Filner was gone immediately. Clinton was impeached but remained in office. I mean, people say, oh, no documentation of anything. I mean, Monica Lewinsky incident with the DNA proof is justified that there was no argument. But, of course, Bill Clinton didn't consider that sex. So, on one hand, you can establish these sets of rules, on another, your own. But there isn't an employee anywhere who should face a hostile environment or harassment, and not in our public offices. I'm not a transgender, not a transvestite. I'm 100% male, 100% heterosexual, and I cannot tell you how offensive and appalling I find any act that is directed with aggression at women. It culminated in rape or more. It is unacceptable. And if it can be proven, I think the sentences in prison should be stern. And for a serial sex offender, no release whatsoever. But none of this matters if the employer, in this particular case, the holder of the most important office in the world, Bill Clinton, is in charge. And boy, what went on in Arkansas and Washington was incredible. There were close to 20 women who denounced Filner. And I won't accept anything he did, but I think there's a difference between sexual harassment and rape. I consider Bill Clinton's acts on a scale, and who am I to make the judgment other than we all have a personal opinion, may rank, I don't know, I was about to say may rank below that of Bill Cosby. And again, allegedly, yeah, I don't have any proof. I wasn't there. I just think it's hard not to come to that conclusion that Bill Clinton ranks in the same category as Bill Cosby. Boy, talk about ruining an image for life. But with Filner, it was a little different, and there's no justification or exoneration in my statements. You know, flirtatious, rebuffed kisses, rubbing, emails. I'm not endorsing any of it. But Bill Clinton? All right, we'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes.
Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
That one gives me a little chuckle, and had a lot of people on from Fox. And, you know, I have people criticize they're not going to watch Fox. They get all these pretty blondes who are bimbos, and they all look alike. Well, I'm going to make a comment on that, and I'm a pretty critical guy. They do have a lot of really lovely women. I'll tell you, I didn't realize that Shannon Brain was so good-looking until I really looked. She was Miss Virginia, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. But the thing is, they're all smart. Can't you be very pretty and smart? And then you go over to MSNBC. Oh, I know I'm sounding prejudicial, I guess. Yeah, I mean, just take a look at the ones on MSNBC or CNN. All right, I'm going down the wrong road with this show. I shouldn't be going down that road, but I'm expressing my personal feelings. And I will be honest with you. If I'm running for president, I wouldn't be lying, but I wouldn't be talking about that. I'm not running for anything. Because I'm not running for anything, my only obligation to the people listening is that I have to operate within the parameters of social responsibility on this show. I've tried so hard. Well, I haven't tried that hard. It's actually come pretty natural. When I say I've tried so hard, sometimes my level of anger is so high that I just have to camouflage it because it's inappropriate. And I think all of you out there who are regular listeners know it. But I would like feedback from you, especially we're at the end of the year. I love getting emails. I encourage them. Please email me at stu@stutaylor.com. And if you want to be critical, as long as you do it in an acceptable way, I don't have any problem with that. I get a couple of these a year, and I respond when I get someone, and it may be one or two a year. I mean, where they're just absolutely vicious. I either won't respond, or if I do, I make it very short and not sweet. No, not like that. I never put anything in an email, and I've always advised people never anything in an email that could come back and haunt me, because we all have those thoughts, don't we? We have so much anger that we say, you know, I think a road rage, you know, which we all encounter, and the things you'd hope for or say. And I mean, I don't do any of that in email. I don't know what's in the 55,000 emails for Hillary Clinton, but I can assure you if they took my 55,000 emails, they may find some cute things, but nothing that would cost me a position in office. Maybe a term in an insane asylum, but nothing that would be problematic. So back to Filner versus Clinton, and by attachment and bonding, Hillary Clinton. She's part of this. I believe the evidence that's been put forth that she has covered this up. And I'm saying that with a guarded response. I'm virtually convinced. But it's so difficult to go out and either use the term allegedly or I know. I hate to start, you know, slicing and dicing this, but I've never been with Hillary. I've never met Hillary. I don't know any of the women that Bill Clinton was involved with. I think when you have a case of DNA with Monica Lewinsky, there you go. That's conclusive evidence. Otherwise, we take what we hear, we assimilate it, we internalize it, and then we manifest it to the people we want to hear it. So my job, again, is not the job of a journalist. I mean, I've interviewed many journalists through the years, and they said, well, you know, I'm not going to give you an opinion on this because that's not my job. And I understand that distinction. And I think the art of journalism is just, I mean, it's just gone. And when I think of journalism with people in the press, and I mean, I go back to the gentleman that we lost several years ago, I thought was the absolute greatest, Tim Russert. You could never tell what his true feelings were because he was the consummate journalist. I met Tim Russert at Fenway Park one day on the field when I was doing talk radio here, sports radio with Rico Petrocelli. Had a lot of great experiences in the world of sports. And he just impressed me no end. So now let's get back to Bill Clinton. I've only got a couple of minutes. So let me just say that the comments he made, the actions he made to so many women, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, I think it was consensual with Jennifer Flowers. But it was case after case after case. And I you know, I'm hesitating here because I know I know some of the details, and there was a huge settlement with Paula Jones, but I don't want to get that graphic here, except that I can say it was more than conversation. It was more than Filner reportedly did. I could mention what Filner did. But some of these things here, and it's just my own personal opinion, I'm not going to get thrown off radio for doing it. I just don't think it's necessary for me to get into the graphics of Bill Clinton's absolute horrific behavior that undoubtedly Hillary knew about for years. Just read some of Ed Klein's books. And there are others. Roger Jones. So Clinton is part of the Hillary campaign, and I really don't think there's that much risk of him going out there. But he will be going out there on behalf of Hillary. And do I think it's a good risk? I would say it would be a terrific risk if it weren't up against Donald Trump. The one thing about Donald Trump that appeals to me is, you know, the frustration you have. And you say, can't you just say it? You know, I'm referring to specifically John McCain and Mitt Romney. I'm angry to this day. Trump isn't going to, he's going to say it. He's not beholden to anybody. He's going to say it. And many people out there weren't around in the 90s with all this stuff, but all you have to do is go fast forward to the emails. And I'm eager to see what the 55,000 emails are that are going to be released New Year's Eve. You like that? New Year's Eve. All right. Thanks for listening. This is Stu Taylor. Have a great day.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.